an era where our personal information is as valuable as currency, safeguarding it isn't just wise, it's essential. Today, we're diving into a simple yet powerful tool that can protect your financial identity from the shadows of cyber threats, the credit freeze. Stay tuned as we uncover how this security measure can be your first line of defense in preserving your financial future and why, with recent breaches exposing millions to risk, taking action has never been more urgent of a need. So stay tuned as we uncover this simple yet powerful tool to protect your financial future. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Financial Mirror. Financial Mirror. Where future success is reflected in our knowledge of fixing the one thing we can control, ourselves.
Welcome to the Financial Mirror, and thanks for joining me today as we continue to work to improve the one thing that we can control, ourselves. Here at the Financial Mirror, it is not about the numbers and spreadsheets alone, but about transforming and educating you on money, so that you can make smarter financial decisions. If this is the first time you are joining in, don't forget to hit subscribe on YouTube to be notified of all the new episodes as they release. If you're listening on Rumble, don't forget to follow the channel to once again be notified as new episodes are released. If you're listening to this on a podcast platform of your choice, don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, leave a 5-star review and a written comment, as both go a long way in getting this information out to more and more listeners. So I have to start off with this. I talked about it last year and I did one of the tougher half marathons. I think it's rated like the toughest half marathon in the Northwest or something. Race to Roby Creek. And I talked about it last year and I talked about how, you know, it was a great time and it was so much fun and it was so enjoyable. Well, this year I decided I was going to do it again, but this time I was going to do it with a rucksack. And for if you don't know what a rucksack is, literally just a backpack with weight in it. And so I did that. And shout out to GoRuck for all the, they're not a sponsor or anything like that, you know, but, you know, it got me, I have a GoRuck, you know, pack and took it up the mountain, and man, I am feeling it. It was a tough time, but it was fun in the end. I guess we can say it was fun. It wasn't as fun as last year. I enjoyed running it so much more. I think I'll stick to running that one if I ever do it again. But this episode has nothing to do with, the half marathon. Has nothing to do with any of that. So that's not why you're here. However, this is all about kind of protecting yourself. And I don't even know why I even started the episode like that. I kept everyone up, you know, up to date on all the runs I was doing last year. And I guess mentally I just was like, oh, I need to catch everyone up on what races I've done since then. But anyways, today's episode is not about races. It's not about anything, but it is about protecting yourself. And it's like, this is so simple. It's so simple that it's almost like it's powerful and simple. And I don't know why anyone is not doing it if you're not. And I'm hoping today I can convince you that it's worth your time. It's worth a little bit of your effort to go in and freeze your credit. That's what this episode is all about. Because here's what I want you to do. I want you to kind of imagine and walk through this with me. Like, you're a very hardworking individual. You've been saving for years and you just want to buy that dream home. Like, you've been saving up for it. You've been working. And then one day you wake up and it's just a total nightmare, right? Because despite all of your good, you know, bill payment history, keeping up with all of those pesky little credit cards that try to sneak in and devour your finances and your financial future, your mortgage application is denied. It's denied because when they checked your credit report, they discovered multiple unauthorized transactions and credit lines opened in your name. All of a sudden, your whole home ownership dream has kind of come to a very, very abrupt stop. And it's all because of identity theft. And it's not that it's impossible to reverse. It's not about that. It's about how much time it's going to take out of your life to try to reverse it. if you don't have, and we'll talk about this, but if you don't have a protection in place that's going to help you in that manner, you are going to be spending hours. And I'm not talking like 4 or 5 hours. I'm talking like tons, like tens and tens and tens times of hours. And I just want to tell you that this is something that within a few minutes, and I'm going to talk about personal stories as well, but in just a few minutes, you could kind of give your first line of defense, in protecting yourself from this very awful situation happening to you. So I want to go over this. I want to talk about this because it's not just like, and I've said it, what are we talking about today? We're talking about a credit freeze. It's not just freezing your credit, right? It's taking control of your future, not letting someone else with malintent come in and destroy it, disrupt it. Maybe not destroy, maybe destroy is a little too harsh, but disrupt it. They will absolutely disrupt it. Not saying you can't get back on your feet. Not saying that you can't still buy that home. Not saying that you will have, you know, this terrible, terrible financial future. But what I am saying is that it will be challenging. What I am saying is that it will take time for you to get back on your feet. So in today's digital age, and I can't stress this enough, like you see it all over the news. You see these hackers, you see these like cyber threats that are out there that all they want to do is just get your data, right? And some of them are, you know, illegally getting your data, and others are just capturing your data and you don't even realize it. If you sign up for a new application on your phone or on your computer or something like that, there's a good chance that there's going to be an acceptable use or some type of user agreement that you're going to have to sign. And sometimes in those user agreements, it's like, yeah, we collect your data. Yeah, we sell your data. Yeah, we move your data from this place to this place, and we make money off of it. We make money off of you, off of your data. So you, in all honesty, have no idea who all has your data. You have no idea who all has your data because you've probably signed a user agreement that says that this company that you're going to work with, company A, is allowed to sell your data. And now company A is going to sell it to company B, C, D, and E. And you don't even do business with B, C, D, and E, right? We've really, like, today's digital age, it is so crucial that you protect your personal information. And in today's episode, we're going to explore why freezing your credit is a truly, truly, truly powerful step towards securing your financial future. So I've talked about, like in the past, I've talked about getting identity theft protection, but I've never really talked about this. And recently there's been a huge like uptick in the amount of data breaches, and your information is potentially being stolen. Your information is probably already out there, if I'm totally honest. And I want to ensure that you're being proactive to protect yourself where you can. And this is one simple place that you can protect yourself. So what is it? What is a credit freeze? Okay. A credit freeze, also known as like a security freeze, it lets you restrict access to your credit report, which in turn makes it harder for an identity theft or identity thief to open a new account in your name because your stuff's frozen. Your credit report is frozen, right? It's frozen. So what does that really mean? So today, freezing and unfreezing your account just means that you are blocking someone from being able to open new accounts with your social, with your credit line, whatever, you know, however you want to look at that. And now it's easier than ever. It can be done in just a few minutes. So the key here that I really want you to take away is that freezing your credit is not as easy as just going to one website, signing up, and freezing your credit. I wish it was that easy. There are 3 credit bureaus that are out there that you have to freeze your credit with each. So we have Equifax, we have Experian, and we have TransUnion. All 3 of those are, someone could technically go and open an account, is just depending on what credit report they look at. Sometimes they pull all 3. You've got to freeze all 3. You can't just go to one website and do this. You've got to do all 3. So how do you? Well, that's what I wanted to go with you today through and really walk through how you can do this, because it's really, really, really not that hard. Really not that hard. So for everything that I do today, I am going to post a link to the websites. They're going to be down there in the description below. Go follow the guides, go follow the website, and make sure that you go ahead and freeze your credit. And I'm going to talk about, after we kind of walk through this, I am going to talk about kind of like some of the facts about freezing credit that are commonly confused. So I do want to clear those up. So maybe you're like, well, I don't want to follow along because I don't want to freeze my credit because I've heard this, this, and this. I'm going to clear those up. We're going to clear the lanes there. So just bear with me, but I do want to show you like how easy freezing your credit is. I've got a guide for each down in the description below. But I do want to show you one of the websites, and all of them are just about the same. So I do want to show you one, and then you kind of go from there to say, you know, I'll go follow the other ones and go through them. But just to show you how easy it is, let's jump over and let's see just how simple this can be. So today I'm going to show you Equifax. Equifax is, like I said, it's just one out of the three. You still have Experian, you still have TransUnion, but they're all about the same. So if you look in the description below, you will see a link to all of these with a guide that you can follow along. However, I did want to show you one just so you can see how simple this is. So when you first navigate to the link, you're going to come to Equifax's like when does place and security freeze make sense, blah, blah, blah. And all you're going to do is click place a security freeze. Now, this is going to bring you to a registration page. You're going to fill out your first name, your social, last name, date of birth, yada, yada, yada. Do your little thing. It lets them know you're not a robot. And it's going to bring you over to this screen. Now, you can see right here that my Equifax credit report is frozen. You can see that. Like right here on my screen, you can see that my Equifax credit report is frozen. Now, what do you do? Like if you came here, yours is not going to say it's frozen. So right here on the left, you can see freeze. You're going to click freeze and you're going to hit manage a freeze, and you're just probably going to say like freeze or something. And then you can set your freeze right here. Now, this is really all you have to do. This is truly it. And you're done. Just like that. Like you're done. That's why I wanted to tell you, like, this is so simple. It's so simple. And you just have to do that for all three. So I just showed you that, you know, signing up might take a little bit longer because I was just already logged in. But ultimately, that's all you have to do. And you're in. You're good. You have the ability to freeze it. And just like this on my screen, you can see that I can do a temporarily lift of a security freeze. So like if I needed someone to access my credit and I'm now in control of it, I can now let them temporarily, I can lift this, let them access my credit and let it freeze again. Or I can permanently remove it, which is not something I advise. However, you can see how easy it is. So, so simple. But I do, like I said, I know there's tons of misconceptions out there, so I do want to cover those because I want you to be aware of, after you do this, and it's so simple, after you do it, what happens next? And that's what I want to get into next. So as I stated before, when you freeze your credit, it is unusable. It is unusable. You cannot go and buy a home or open a new credit card or anything. However, there's that term, that temporarily lifting or thawing of your credit, where you can keep it frozen but allow it to be used in a very short window, meaning you can control when that short window is. And it's not, like I said, that's not going to eliminate if somebody has your social and they try to use it at the same time as you in that little short window. And, you know, that's kind of bad luck, but it just happens and they would be able to access it. However, kind of just being able to control when that window is so, so vital. It can really help when it comes to your credit. Now, many people tend to hesitate to freeze their credit because they think it's going to affect their credit score. That's the number one reason people are like, yep, I'm not freezing my credit, affects my credit score. Well, that's a myth. Freezing your credit does not impact your credit score at all. It merely protects you by blocking new credit applications. You probably still have open lines of credit as it is. That by freezing your credit, it's not going to change that. Now, what can change your credit score while it's frozen? Stop paying your bill, right? The normal things that already are affecting your credit score will absolutely affect your credit score. However, there is no impact to your credit score just by freezing it, right? No effect to it. Now, if you pay your bills on time and everything going good, yeah, your credit is just going to continue to do as it always has. All freezing it does is prevents companies from being able to utilize your credit report to provide you some type of product or service. Now, just like I said, it just ensures no one opens a account in your name. One thing that I do like to tell people, and this part's not a myth, is you're not gonna be seeing, like, you know, sometimes you'll get a notice from your credit card company, hey, we increased your credit line. You're not gonna see that either. They're just not pulling that unless they just don't run credit checks for those. You're not gonna see those, you know, as common as you might have. So that is affected by credit. Not a big deal at all. Your credit line is probably just fine. However, we all know that, you know, percent of used credit does affect credit score. So if you care about your credit score, I would tell you not to worry about your credit score. If you have a decent credit score, that's just fine. But I wouldn't sweat over my credit score, just so you know. But I wouldn't want people to maliciously use it. That's the one thing, and that's what this episode's all about. So here's the reason why this came up. This is how this episode is completely out of line. Like, I had another episode planned for this week, but I'm just seeing more and more of the recent AT&T data breach. So AT&T had a data breach. Millions of people's social security numbers were exposed. Millions of people. But this data breach underlines at the root of the importance of taking this one simple and powerful proactive measure, like freezing your credit, to prevent your information from being misused. So, breach occurred in 2019 or earlier, not really exactly sure on that. They're thinking around 2019. Compromised data started to surface in late March of this year, 2024. 7.6 million current account holders and 65.4 million former account holders, all their information stolen, full names, emails, mailing addresses, phone numbers, date of birth, social security numbers, AT&T account numbers and passcodes, all of that, all of it gone. Your information's out there. It's available for people to purchase, for people to get, whatever. It's out there. AT&T is not determined if the breach originated with them or one of the vendors. I'm sure there's more data to come. It doesn't matter. All the breach data doesn't matter. Your information is out there. People can use your information to open new accounts. So, you know, they've done their little things. You reset passcodes for customers. They are offering free identity theft insurance policies. They're doing all these things. But the thing is that's all dandy. AT&T's doing their thing. But there's something you can do, and that's where this freezing the credit came in. So I first heard about this AT&T breach, and I didn't think anything of it. I'm not an AT&T customer. Didn't think anything of it. Then I get an email that says, hey, because I did have an AT&T for a very short stint, that I was in that 65 million former customers, that my information's out there, right? My information's out there. And I was like, huh, that is not good, right? Like, that's not good. And I started to think about it. Man, like, there's so many people out there that just don't know what to do. Like, what do they do? Like, they're probably, like, speechless. And, you know, for me, I'm not concerned at all. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, it sucks that my information's out there. But, I mean, I'm taken care of. Like, I got my thing. Like, I've gone through and I've got all the, you know, the countermeasures put in place already that would prevent someone from taking advantage of me, right? So that's kind of like where this episode came from, is that I really wanted to try to put some information out that can potentially help you. Maybe you weren't a part of the AT&T one. Maybe you're a Verizon customer. But you know what they say about data breach. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So you have an opportunity at this very moment to protect yourself. Maybe you're a T-Mobile customer. You have the opportunity to protect yourself, right? Because this is a growing, growing concern. And when we know that freezing credit has no impact on credit, why not, right? Why not? So while freezing your credit is a critical step and one that you should take, coupling it with an identity theft protection service also makes your defenses even stronger. I've talked about this before. I've talked about having identity theft insurance. It's so vital. I talked, at the beginning of this episode about, how many hours you would spend if you did have identity theft happen to you. With identity theft insurance, they kind of do all that work on your behalf, right? So important for you to be able to carry on with your life and kind of let that, get that wiped up, cleaned up, put behind you. So important. So this is a notification to you. If you've listened to this far, if you're this far in, this is a notification to you. It is so vital that you go and freeze your credit across all three credit bureaus. Go freeze your credit. But just because you freeze your credit does not mean that that it's impossible for someone to gain access to your and open an account, that they're going to get some type of identity theft against you. It's no guarantee that it'll work exactly as planned. That's where your identity theft insurance is. It's not expensive. I think for my family, I pay like $12 a month or something. Like, it's not expensive. And you can go get an identity theft insurance service that will help you and guide you and direct you if this so happens to you. So I challenge you. This is the first step. Getting started simple. Go set up an account with all the credit bureaus. Apply the credit freezes online. Used to, you have to call for this. You don't even have to do that anymore. You can do them all completely online. And don't forget to consider additional identity theft insurance for you and your family, right? And taking care of the kids, taking care of the family, taking care of everyone is so, so important. So listen, here's the thing. This is not a hard thing. It's a simple concept. You're probably like, man, this is so simple. It is, but most people don't do it. And if you had all 65 million people that are a part of the former account holders that didn't even think that their data would be in this data breach, like myself, like why do they even hold on to my data anymore, right? Like that's been like 10 years ago, and that I had an AT&T service, and my goodness, still got my data, right? It's crazy. You probably think the same thing. You're like, oh, I was like a singular customer or something, right? Like some people may not even know what singular is, but that's the thing is that you may not have thought that you were a part of it, and you could be, but go freeze your credit. Get the identity theft insurance. Take care of yourself. It's just the simple things you can do to protect your future financial self, right? You've got to protect that. You got to take care of it. So act now. Go secure your credit. Secure your peace of mind. And you will be thankful for it. So hope you got something out of this episode. Not expecting it to be a long one. Just wanted to run through some things and get you taken care of. Now, if you are wanting to get a little bit more control of your finances and just ensure you're on the right path, head over to thefinancialmirror.org. Hit book now in the middle of the screen. Schedule your free consultation with me today. Just sit down, see if a financial coach is right for you. If it is, cool. If it's not, cool. Like, it's fine. Like, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to maybe see if there's an opportunity for me to help and get you to where you want to be financially. If you do want to give extra dose to support the stream, head over to thefinancialmirror.org/shop. Pick you up some awesome financial mirror gear. I truly appreciate everyone tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, and share this episode. If you are listening on a podcast platform of your choice, leave that 5-star review and a written comment, as both go a long way in getting this information out to more and more listeners. So till next week, continue improving the one thing you can control, yourself. Peace.
Well, that wraps up today's Financial Mirror. Join us next week as we continue to work on ourselves, change our mentality, and to commit to achieving the success we always envisioned. Regardless of your platform, help us grow as a community. Please like, subscribe, and share with the people in your lives.